You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Fans of Lauryn Hill have been hearing a lot about her recently after years of drought. The singer from South Orange, New Jersey, was sentenced yesterday to 3 months in prison for tax evasion. It was just days after the Grammy-winning artist released her first single in years. Joining us now to talk about Lauryn Hill is Eric Danton, contributing editor at Rolling Stone. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Now, you've been writing about Lauryn Hill's case. Were you surprised by the prison sentence?
You know, I was surprised by the prison sentence. 3 months and followed by another 3 months of home confinement was more than I expected to see there. But then again, tax cases are not necessarily consistent. You know, Wesley Snipes got jail time, Stephen Baldwin didn't. So it's kind of hard to say what's going to happen.
Lauryn Hill released her first official single in a decade just a few days ago. What do you think of it?
You know what? I like the song a lot, actually. I thought the beat, the accompaniment was really interesting. I like that kind of cascading harp effect that they have. And lyrically, I don't think she's lost a step at all. It's very pointed. She obviously has a lot to say because she says it all very fast on the song.
The song is called Neurotic Society. Let's hear a short clip of it.
It's like post-mortem, looking for the comments on who the Marxist is. 10,000 pictures on Facebook, it's like the pot calling the kettle narcissist. Come on, really, saying the devil, but you're the chief arsonist. Hypocrites can't even see their own partners. No reflection.
She does speak very quickly in that song. The social commentary that Lauryn Hill is delivering in that song, do you think it has anything to do with why she's been out of the limelight for so long?
Yes, I do, in fact. She's a mother of six, and she has said that she wanted to sort of drop out of the music industry for the safety of her family, of her children, and to raise them outside of that spotlight of celebrity. This song, I think, talks a lot about that spotlight and sort of the pernicious effects of pop culture and the way that celebrities are sort of co-opted into this whole thing that maybe they didn't really plan on or want to be part of.
You know, Lauryn Hill was sentenced, of course, we're talking about her because she was sentenced yesterday to 3 months in prison for tax evasion, for not paying taxes on $1 million in earnings. And her argument was that she wasn't able to pay those taxes after leaving the music business. She couldn't afford it. Does that ring true to you?
Well, she had $1.8 million in income between 2005 and 2007, so I'm not sure that does ring true to me. The part about dropping out of the music industry certainly is true, but she has still earned royalties from her 1998 album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which sold, I think, more than 5 million or 8 million copies or something like that. So it's not as if she hadn't had some success. Also, in recent years, she's hit the road again. She's been on tour, so she would have been getting paid from that as well. So saying that she didn't have the money, I'm not sure is entirely true, though she's also said that, you know, she didn't pay taxes because she felt like she was part of the same system of slavery that had oppressed her ancestors.
Do you think she needs to release music now just to cover her legal expenses? Or, I mean, you're basically saying that she probably has money. She should have money because she's been so successful.
Well, according to her attorney, she paid her tax bill this time by essentially mortgaging a couple of properties that she owns. So she may be in a position now where she is going to need to release music. But again, the way the music industry is these days, and depending on the structure of the new deal that she just signed with Sony, it's an open question how much money she would actually make from releasing music. She is someone who would probably do better financially by going out on the road and performing more, which may be difficult for her given that she has children who are still young, and also her feelings about the music industry in general.
Eric Danton is contributing editor at Rolling Stone. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.